I will inherit the world, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Well, I guess it's not going to play. Sorry about that, folks. Good evening and welcome to our current events broadcast. I'm your host and the general of Defender 7, Bob Ewensby. Welcome. Before we get on with our show, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defender 7. Now, again, I'd like to welcome you. I sure hope that we get a lot of call-ins because tonight's topics, you know, what's going on with our economy and what's your thoughts on this administration, and administration, et cetera. But if you're new, just tuning into us, be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Now, before you click on that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defenders 7. Check out and subscribe to our website, all lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. On our website, you will find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities in time of need. So please, folks, by all means, purchase something from our store or click that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in time of need. Check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're on MeWe. Click on Communities. Scroll down. Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Yes, folks, that's right. We are not a militia. For tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we really do appreciate you and enjoy it when you call in and join in the conversation. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. All those of you that are too shy to talk on the phone, we're also live right here on Blog Talk Radio in our chat room during all of our broadcasts. So please, by all means, hop in here either way and share your thoughts and opinions on how you feel this country's going, what you feel about the administration, the economy, billions of dollars that they're wasting on sending over to Ukraine, Hunter's laptop, you name it. Come on in and give us a holler about your thoughts on all of it. I personally, and it's my own opinion, I personally feel the country's going to shit in a handbag real quick. And if they don't start holding these rhinos and demos accountable for everything that they have facts on, it's only going to get worse. Oh, so I see my sidekick my major ass pain is on, Miss Lorna Munson. And the crowd goes wild. You there? Playing tricks tonight. Didn't let me play the suicide, and now it's just got the circle going around when I click for you to connect. Just hope you can hear everything I'm saying. Yeah, I bet you it's somebody playing with us. Gotta love it. Ain't gonna stop me from talking, though, that's for damn sure. I ain't no damn sheep. You hear that siren, Lorna? They're looking for you. I think you just got cut off. Anywho, let's get us some call-ins. There you are. Let me see if you come on now.
Yeah. Yeah? Yep, I'm here. Hey. You went totally silent. And I just got done saying, yeah, now watch, since you're already having problems with it, we'll be get cut off.
Probably. I don't doubt it. They, you know.
Frickin' twat waffles.
It just cracks me up because, you know, they can't they can silence us on the other planet. They can't silence us here, and the only way they could do it is pull the plug.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, I was watching Dan Bongino earlier. Now, he was one of the first, and he's against the vaccinations, but he was one of the first to get it. And the only reason why he got it was because he was battling cancer that nobody knew.
Oh.
And he was afraid that if he didn't get the vaccine that, you know, he could die. And that but now he's upset with himself for falling for it.
Right.
He wears a ring that and all that. And even though he works out 7 days a week, his for a 48-year-old man, his heart rate and things that are going on in his body right now shouldn't be happening to a 48-year-old healthy male.
No.
So, I mean, I get it. I don't agree with it, but I get why he did what he did for himself and his family.
Right.
But like I said, I was listening to him and he was talking about it and he said, you know, from day one, even though I fell for it, he says, I'm still against it. He said, they should have let us know what we know now back then.
Right.
But it's, you know, I guess it is what it is, but I'm just tired of the one-sided. Instead of, because they're constantly pushing, oh, it's equality. No, it's not.
No.
And you can't tell me that either side is bipartisan, because that's a crock of shit.
Right. God, I keep clicking on different topics on Newsbreak, and then I start reading the story, and then it's telling me I got to download a certain app. I'm like, what the hell? Now Newsbreak is going to shit.
Yeah, right. Oh, they're going to all eventually go to shit.
Yeah.
That's what they want. The higher-up idiots are over in Davos, Switzerland, trying to push their freaking fake climate change. And like I don't know if you heard me in the beginning, but I was saying that, you know, it just baffles me how the country is turning to shit.
Oh, I know, it's stupid.
And if these new House members don't start backing up their asses and grow some balls and start throwing these pieces of shit in jail where they belong, they're going to wind up no better than the other side.
No.
I don't care if it's a Republican or what. You got facts on them, and they literally only committed a crime, jail them. Because they would jail you or I if we did something wrong. These fucking governors that are in the blue states, they better wake the fuck up and smell the coffee, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Friggin' idiot from D.C. finally, after years of fighting against us, is now all of a sudden coming out saying, oh, well, you know, they need to really crack down on the law and carjackings and all this, when you got Congress saying, no, we're going to lighten up on the law.
I know.
Baffles me. How the hell do we get to where we're at this time? And I know a lot of my friends that have property and stuff overseas have already been talking about, fuck this country, I fought for it, and this is the way they're going to treat the Americans? I might as well just retire sooner than what I wanted to.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them. Hell, if I had property overseas, I'd be gone in a flash.
It was an island. I don't remember where it was now. Island off of Florida, I believe. It was for sale for, I don't remember how much money. But that would be the way to go until a hurricane comes through.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't have to worry about waiting for the government to help you out.
Yeah, fuck the government.
It just seems like every day it's a new thing, and every day more people become sheeple.
Mm-hmm. I was talking on this one group, and this guy was talking about how he's a vet, and he's afraid to speak his mind or whatever because of too many snowflakes. He didn't say it like I'm saying it, but basically because of too many snowflakes getting offended, blah, 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 blah. And I made the comment, through the snowflakes, speak your mind, something like that. I don't remember. And I said, what they need to do is send these guys to boot camp so they can grow a spine. And this other girl chimed in, and she goes, yeah, that's a scary thought. She said, I went to boot camp with this one girl, and she said she wanted to get out, and she drank. What the hell was it? I think it was some kind of a cleaner. And she ended up losing her whole colon from drinking whatever chemical it was just to get out of boot camp.
Well, you know, it dates back. You hear stories. I mean, I've been around a lot of veterans, a lot of older veterans, especially from Vietnam, and it wasn't nothing. A scared teenager over there getting thrown in the jungle of shooting himself in the leg to get sent back stateside.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. I mean, so nowadays, instead of shooting yourself, these idiots are taking fentanyl and every other way to get booted out.
Right.
But, you know, and it's true. This generation made them a bunch of pussies.
Yeah, big time.
I'll tell you what, if I was still in, or if I was, you know, coming up on re-enlisting or whatever, I'd walk. Fuck that. I don't want some dumbass like that having my back.
Right.
Speaking of funny, did you see what Kate posted today, my daughter?
Yeah, about Steven taking one for the team.
Did you see what she got him?
I kind of zoomed in and was reading the notes with it. So did he do a snippy snippy?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yep. Yeah, she saw it on TikTok and she decided to make him a little care package today.
That was funny.
Because I probably pissed off some of her leftist buddies. Because I commented, does that make him a transgender?
Yeah, I've seen that.
But yeah, I was messing with him past couple of days, sending him different funny cartoons with a cat. With a pair of scissors coming up to the back of the man saying, you did me, I'm doing you.
Oh, you both, I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm tired of being tired. I'm tired of all this bullshit.
Yeah. How the government could take your home legally.
Well, I don't put nothing past them with all the bullshit they pull already.
It says, most people who own a house or land assume that once they've purchased the property, it can never be taken away from them without their consent. That's not entirely true, though. Through a process called eminent domain, governments of the United States can legally take your house or property from you, even if you paid all your bills and haven't violated any laws. Eminent domain comes from the Constitution itself. The Fifth Amendment says that the government can take away private property for public use unless they provide It can't take away private property for public use unless they provide compensation. That means the government can't swoop in and take your house or property for no reason. But if they have a compelling public reason to take your land, and if they offer you a reasonable compensation for its value, they could take your home and other property and use it for public purposes. For example, If the federal government is building a new highway and your house stands in the way, the government can pay you its fair market value, seize it, and bulldoze it to make way for the highway. That's fucking bullshit. While landowners can challenge eminent domain decisions, they can't stop these decisions if the government follows necessary steps. Even if you don't want to sell your house to make room for a highway, the government can force you to do so. Many people have their houses seized by state governments or the federal government under eminent domain. Sometimes this can be done in an allegedly abusive way. In the early 2000s, for example, a developer in Hearst, Texas wanted to expand a mall. The city used eminent domain to remove 127 homeowners from their homes so construction could proceed. Many other instances of eminent domain have occurred in the United States over the last century. Landowners can fight back. Landowners who are informed about the eminent domain decision have a variety of resources available to fight back legally and try to avoid having their property seized, especially when landowners join forces or can point to examples of discrimination. They have sometimes been able to challenge eminent domain ruling successfully. Because of potential for private landowners to lose their house or other property, it's essential for all property owners to understand eminent domain and to know that it exists. Most people assume that private land is secure and that no one could take away your home or property. And as eminent domain shows, though, that's not always the case. And that's the end of that story. I don't think that's right. That's not right.
No, it's not. It's, you know, it's just like with all this shit.
Sorry, I just ran across this thing. It says offensive Joe Biden pen holder in danger of being banned. As Biden bent over with a pencil up his ass.
And see, it cracks me up with everything I see on social media about how they're trying to compare Biden and Trump. There is no comparison.
I was just going to say, there is no comparison.
No, Trump was president. There's a big difference. Biden's had these documents since he was vice president, which ties back to Obama.
Yeah.
I crack up when I see these idiots that think they know what they're saying when actually they're making bigger asses of themselves when they try to sit there and back Biden up on it. No, you idiot. He has top secret documents. Number one, he broke the law. In that alone, classified, top secret, you name it, and had his crackhead son living where most of the documents were found.
Yeah. Oh, so now they're saying that we could be facing the biggest financial crisis in history as Republicans threaten to stop paying America's bills. That's not true. Continue reading in the app. That's another one to scam you into downloading their app.
I mean, you know, again, the House already has all the facts. They've got enough dirt on this administration, and why are they sitting around waiting on it is beyond me.
I know.
And to me, again, my opinion, to me, it just proves what they've been saying all along, that, you know, oh, you can get away with anything when you're a Democrat.
Yeah.
So holds true to today, you know, they still have the TDS, the Trump deranged syndrome.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, don't get me wrong, I know there's a lot of rhinos that are purposely joining with the Democrats to see to it that all this bullshit happens.
Right.
Yeah, because that woman that's in charge of the Treasury Department says Treasury taps retirement funds to avoid breaching U.S. debt limit.
Yeah, they just want to send it more overseas.
Yeah, again, you know, cut Ukraine off. The only reason why they're sending all this shit, and they're doing backdoor deals with them.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They got the proof on them. Just drop the freaking hammer and get it over with.
Right.
The Justice Department is just as crooked as the administration, so is the FBI, and all your little three-letter word alphabet soup. They're all in on it. They have been.
Yeah.
And they've known since November, before the friggin' election. And they wait till now to bring, oh, we found documents. And not one of those people that's finding these documents are even certified to even be looking at them.
Now that is really sad. I don't know how they can get away with that. That's not right.
Guess who just called in?
Hey,
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil.
Not that bald-headed guy either.
Oh, you're getting there, brother.
Oh, I'm working on it, man. But, yeah, that's called manscaping, bro. You could try it sometime.
I shaved my shit, man.
Yeah? Okay. I hope you put some aftershave on afterwards. Hey, so what are you guys talking about? I just chimed in.
We were talking about you.
I knew my ears were ringing. Yeah, they were ringing for some reason. Can't go in incognito.
No, we're talking about the documents.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's kind of biased, right? One side's treated differently than the other.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, if you're a Democrat, you get away with everything.
Yep, the DOJ is weaponized and the FBI is backing it up.
Yep. Yeah, it's your brother.
Hi, Steffi.
What's that?
I said hi, Steph.
He said hi, Steph. Said hi, love you.
Love you back.
I'm going to send her to you. She's an ass pain.
Well, stop letting her stick you in the ass. Stephanie, you get the new strap on.
Jesus, I came back outside. Enjoying this 78-degree weather.
Oh, it's nice. Even here in South Texas, it's nice. Very nice. I mean, northern Mexico. Yep, we got more immigrants here than we do have American citizens.
That's ridiculous.
Hell, American citizen can't even get an appointment at the food stamp office.
Yo, how about David Crosby dying, man?
Who was it?
David Crosby.
I just seen that.
Oh, no.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, he's
probably
away.
In his 70s, right?
Yeah, I think they said 79.
Mm-hmm. Well, that ain't bad. It's pretty good to help long life, I guess. Well, hey, yesterday, the oldest person in the world died. Did you hear about that?
119 years old. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Some kind of sister or something like that. I guess if you don't have sex, you live long.
No, man, I'm telling you. You got to look at the old folks that are passing away at these old ages. They'll tell you. One scotch in the morning, one scotch at night, and that's how they live their life.
Yeah, others of them tell you they take a teaspoon of castor oil every day.
Bad memories. That was a punishment.
Yep, but it's true. I mean, there's some 100-year-olds over there in like Asia, India, those areas, and that's their secret to a long life is a teaspoon of castor oil every day. I don't know why.
Well, it's not. It's not that only sense. That, but if you look at it, it seems like anybody that lives in a desert type setting, like India and Afghanistan and whatnot. That's why they live as long as they do.
No, I thought it was the mountains in the Tibet mountains and things like that. I thought that's where they would live longer because the air is pure, cleaner, and
And but you got to realize something too. They're breathing in sand. They're breathing in sand 24/7.
In the mountains.
No. I'm talking about desert.
Oh, well, a lot of those people die of pulmonary disease called silicosis.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the old folks that last for 90, 100 years.
Yeah. My oldest patient here in Brownsville was 109 years old.
Dang. My grandma made it to 102.
Yep. And
Bobby's that old?
Bobby? No. Not at all. Bobby's relatives check out about 50. So she's got 4 more years to go till I retire. I'm just kidding. No, I don't know that they say the healthy living is by drinking plenty of water every day. That's what the Institute of Aging says. It's about drinking water. A lot of us don't drink water. We drink everything else
I'm guilty.
I'm guilty too.
I'm trying. I got my big 5-cup holding water right now as I'm on my second one for today.
I go and I buy those Jolly Rancher flavors to dump in the water just so I can tolerate it.
I got a lemonade one, and I dumped some in last night, and I drank maybe about 2 inches from the top. That was it.
Lorna, tequila is not lemonade additive.
It looks
whatever.
You're not supposed to put your tequila in your water bottles.
Well, shit. That's why it's not working.
No, damn it. So the rumor on the street is that they're actually trying to impeach Biden, but then they're going to bring Kamala up. And I wish they'd impeach her too, but then the Speaker of the House would be the next in line, right?
Yep.
But it's not automatic, right? It has to be voted. So you think that's why they try to move this guy?
No.
They're trying to move this guy McCarthy into place? Do you think that's what they're doing?
That's what it makes it seem like, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the only reason they haven't impeached Biden is because they know they don't want Kamala.
Right.
So it's a
matter
of the two evils.
Well, Biden says that he's fully cooperating and looking forward to getting this resolved quickly. I think you're going to find there's nothing there. He said, there's no there. What an idiot.
Yeah. Well, there is nothing there. We're talking about his brain.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much.
But then Trump was saying that a lot of those pictures of the classified documents were just empty folders with labels on them that said classified.
I
think he's a liar.
That was the stuff Largo.
Well, it says right here that Biden's attorney found classified documents and official records on 4 occasions in recent months.
Yeah. That plus that they were also accessible by people who did not have security clearances, such as Hunter.
Yeah, the documents found in Wilmington, Delaware, on January 11th and 12th, they were found in his library.
Yeah, in Pennsylvania, at the university.
This one is in Delaware.
Oh yeah, one of his rental properties.
Oh wow, a rental property.
On November 2nd, is at the offices of the Penn Biden Center in Washington, and then the follow-up searches on December 20th in the garage of the president's home in Wilmington, Delaware, and on January 11th and 12th in the president's home library.
Yeah, well, you know, my home library is in the bathroom. That's where I do most of my reading, so I wonder what library they're talking about.
but the other thing is too is that even his attorneys they're not read into it. So how the hell are they finding the documents without allowing FBI or anybody else in there that is certified to look at them?
Well, no, I think what would make sense is since they fucked with Trump so hard, it's like, oh shit, we better cover our asses. So everybody go look for classified documents in every president's properties. When they find them, then they turn them over to the attorneys, and then the attorneys turn them over. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're actually looking for them because they know they all do it. All of them do it.
Right. Well, it's like we were talking about before you called in, is that, you know, with these attorneys, like I said, them not doing by the law. They broke the law because he's had these documents since he was vice president. And that's what these idiots don't realize. It's a big difference between Trump and Biden. Trump can declassify.
Right, but that's why I believe that this is a ploy to impeach the guy. They want to impeach him, and they've been wanting to impeach him. It's just that they didn't want to deal with the repercussions of having someone just as incompetent to take his place, like Kamala. So
no,
I'm thinking
they may have shit on Kamala that
hasn't come out yet.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
I totally agree. But the other point you got to look at, too, is that why are they waiting? They have already got facts. They've got freaking whistleblowers. They've got all the evidence of his ties to all these countries that are named on these documents.
Because the DOJ and the FBI are politicized. That's why.
Sure.
And they're also, I believe, this is conspiracy theory, but I believe between China and Russia, they have something that gives them a controlling interest behind a lot of this stuff. Whether they have control of the FBI or do they have control of the DOJ? You know, even that one guy was on I can't remember what board he was on, but he was dating that Chinese spy, you know?
Swalwell,
that's him. I mean, so there's a connection. The other thing is, okay, we got this war in Ukraine. What's the deal with that? Oh, it's because they need to get that pipeline that Biden approved through to the coast so that Russia can move their oil and Biden and Hunter can get paid more money.
Yes. It comes full circle because when Trump was in office, China wasn't allowed to buy up all the land that they're buying up over here.
And the reason why Trump is not in office is because China and Russia have a controlling interest in who becomes the president in our country. It's what it seems.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So we're not the same America we used to be, guys.
And it's just like, you know, I don't have a problem with anybody coming here. Do it legally, though.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so we can tax you when you work.
Right.
But what can you do? You vote, and if your vote is a bogus vote, it doesn't count, and we can sit here and bitch all we want, and it ain't going to make a damn difference.
Mm-mm. Especially when it's a dead vote.
It just proves this point that it's pointless to vote, but I still do it.
You gotta have hope, right? But it seems even more and more that your vote really doesn't matter. And it really doesn't. It's the Electoral College that matters, right? The Electoral College, that's what really matters. It's not
yep.
the popular vote.
Yep.
So why is that? The Constitution needs to be changed so the popular vote wins.
Right.
And all these districts that they have, they need to just eliminate them. Texas is one district. That's it. Not 25,000 different districts in Texas.
Right.
That's how I see it.
But the way they want to overlook, especially in the blue states, overlooking the crime, leaving that revolving door, and they're letting them slip out. The hardened criminals. I'm not talking about, you know, somebody that's not really a major threat to us, but your pedophiles, your freaking murderers, they're trying to push that bill that the DAs can let them out.
Well, what if you don't even belong here, you're not even legal here, and you go out there and you kill a teenage mother and her daughter, child or baby, execution style, because you're a cartel, and then what do? Oh, yeah, you arrest them, and then they get deported.
Yep.
No?
They get turned back out on the street.
Yeah, so, yeah, there's a lot of things that need to be fixed, and unfortunately, there's no answers.
No.
Biden plans on dumping Kamala Harris from the 2024 Democratic ticket.
Oh, I don't blame him. I'd dump her, too. He shouldn't even be on the ticket. He's going to be impeached before he gets a chance to, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's hope so. I mean, he should have been impeached a long time ago, but it doesn't seem like anyone had the balls to stand up to him.
Because
the Democrats The Democrats are in control, and that's been that way forever. You know.
He's going to do better. He's going to add either Hillary Clinton or Michelle Obama to the ticket instead of Kamala.
I don't think he's going to get I don't think he's going to get the DNC support, though.
I don't think so either.
No, they're already turning their backs on him.
Yeah. And that's exactly why this stuff is coming out right now.
And the only thing that's holding everything up is that other dumbass rhino, Mitch McConnell.
And that's why they're talking about setting term limits. That guy needs to go too. I mean, yeah. You're either a Republican or you're not.
Well, you know, I'm saying both sides aren't any better than, you know, there's skeletons in everybody's closet.
Mm-hmm. Especially in politics.
Exactly.
Hey guys, I'm gonna go silent for a minute. I'm at the store. I need to do something real quick. I'll be right back.
I just came across the topic of Born Alive Act. Have you heard of that one yet?
I read part of that.
That's where a failed abortion, the new bill requires care for the babies born after a failed abortion.
Yeah, and the Democrats don't want nothing to do with it.
No. Trying to see if there's
I saw a lot of controversy on this little 6-year-old that shot his teacher, and a lot of people saying, "Oh, they shouldn't go after the parent." Yeah, they should. It was the parent's gun.
Yeah.
But a lot of this stuff all stems from, again, that's their agenda. They don't want nobody having a gun at all. And, you know, the Democratic Party, they'll bring that up until the day they die of all different ways of trying to get it taken away from us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get being investigated and your background checked to make sure you're of sound mind. And I get all the rules, but don't play double standards on it.
Exactly.
And that's the way that they're treating our Second Amendment. Those amendments were written by our forefathers because they didn't want to see what's happening today.
Did you see that they are making it illegal to have that, I can't remember the name of the gun. I'm horrible with guns, but it's looks like a sawed-off shotgun, but you can put a strap on your arm and hold it with one arm.
The arm brace.
Yes. They're making it illegal.
They're trying to. It keeps on getting shut down.
Yeah. They have, I guess it's like January or February 23rd coming up this year. Or not past 23rd of January. I don't know what day it is. But it's supposed to be done for this within the next 2 months. Now, it was explained to me that some strap things were designed to help out the vets that lost an arm because you pretty much got to hold a regular gun with two hands.
Right.
So now they're
making
on it.
Yep. Yeah, it's just like the bump stocks. They're just trying. Whenever they figure they can't actually take your firearm away, they're going to take away accessories.
Yep.
Yeah. You can only have 7 bullets in your gun.
Yeah, you can have 16 or 19.
And in Texas,
no, like
you have to have.
I like 100 round drums.
Yep. In Texas, I think you're only allowed to have 6 shells in your shotgun when you're hunting, and you've got to have a block if your weapon can hold more than 6 shells. And the game wardens give tickets for that shit.
No, it's 5. It's 5 shells. It's 4 in, and 1 in the chamber.
Oh, is it? Oh,
and
okay.
I'm
not really a hunter, so I don't know. I did read it somewhere on my because you know the in Texas veterans get disabled veterans get free hunting and fishing licenses, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I got my free lifetime.
Yeah, well, I don't think they have a lifetime. If they do, I don't know about it. But what I know is it's free and it's all you can eat. I mean, it's hunting, fishing, everything, all the extra tickets, all the extra. But I just fish. I don't hunt. And so, but I still have the license to do it if I wanted to.
Right.
Ain't nothing down here to hunt but illegals anyway.
Nah, you guys got boar out there.
Well, we have they call javelina, wild pig. They're pretty mean, and they have a lot of deer out here. But here down in South Texas, where I'm at, the only deer you're gonna find are the ones that are on these ranches that they hold the deer in front of you so you can shoot them. But that's where you know the rich guys go. That's where that one vice president shot that other guy in the face was here in South Texas.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the deer that are on these ranches down here, compared to the deer in North Carolina, you'll have a 12-point buck, but it'll be half the size of those wild ones in North Carolina because if the wild deer versus the ranch-raised deer, they are not the survival of the fittest, so the muscles and all that thing are a lot smaller.
Right. Yeah, we got that problem here, too. But certain areas of South Carolina I can take you to where the big bucks are.
Yeah.
But yeah,
well, I can guarantee that
right,
you get a 13,
right here around
13
my area.
Buck. Yeah, but I bet you get a 13 point buck off of one of these South Texas ranches, and you compare it with that 13 point buck in South Carolina, and that South Carolina buck is probably going to be two times bigger than the same 13 point buck that they have over here.
Right.
Just because of the wild nature of
it. Oh, yeah, because they're all fauna fed.
That's right. That's right. These are not survival of the fittest. These are raised, you know. But the ones that have to survive the wild, running away from the black bear, you know, those guys are going to be muscles. They're going to be fit. And the weakest ones, they're not going to make it.
Right.
What songs did Crosby, Stills, and Nash make famous? I don't remember.
What's that?
What songs were they famous for? I don't remember. The Crosby, Stills, Nash.
Oh, shoot.
And Young.
I forget. Off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I can't think of it either. I remember they were Crosby, Stills, Nash, and then they were also Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Yeah.
Tell you an interesting story. I do DOT physicals for commercial drivers. And about a year ago, I got a patient who came in for a DOT physical, and he happened to be the bus driver for Ringo Starr. And I was like, that's so cool. And he promised me a one of the tour, because he was on tour at the time, T-shirt from the concert. And, well, Ringo Starr happened to get COVID, and they canceled the tour, and I never got the T-shirt. That sucks. So I got another
sucks.
Bus driver who this guy made a referral to one of his other bus driver buddies, and I got T-shirts from bands I don't even know.
Hey, advertisement, man.
Yeah, French benefits there, buddy, man. Pretty nice.
Just like I keep telling you, you need to get your band to come down here and play a couple bars.
I don't even have a band anymore, my friend. I quit playing about maybe over a year now. I haven't played. I got real busy at work.
Shit.
And then, the guys that I was playing with really we didn't get along. We didn't click. And so I'm thinking about getting back into it because now I'm starting to have a little more time. It's just that. Oh, I don't know, man. Those late nights on a work night kind of suck sometimes.
True.
And that kind of business.
I didn't know it's been a year, though.
Yeah, it's been. Yeah, I think it's been over a year. And I haven't even looked at my filter of Facebook page and probably. In that amount of time either. So. So today is current events. Is that the subject?
Yes. Oh, it's Adriana's birthday today too.
Oh, happy birthday.
16.
Sweet 16. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Here in South Texas, the Hispanic culture, they celebrate the 15-year-old birthday. It's called
really?
The quinceañera. Yeah, it's called the quinceañera, where in the northern culture, they celebrate the sweet 16. So I guess the Hispanic chicks put out at a younger age. I'm just kidding.
Hey, congratulations. I hear you're going to be a grandpa.
Yeah.
Again.
Thanks. Again, they'll be number three.
Yeah.
Got some catching up to do there. I got 10.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm still trying to get that next child because I got 7 already. I'm working on number 8. But unfortunately, Bobby can't produce. She's been clipped.
Well, here's a new. Did you see this one where Derek Chauvin's attorney is asking to throw out George Floyd murder conviction?
Yeah, saw that. They said because he didn't get a fair trial because of all the publicity and media and all that stuff. It might be true. I'm surprised that guy's still alive, man. You know, people are. They kill him in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just like I had a laugh. They, down here, it's called the Alvin S. Glenn Detention Center. It's a county jail.
Uh-huh.
And they're sitting here complaining, saying,
magazine?
Oh, the living conditions are rough here. Get the hell out of here. It's not supposed to be Club Med.
Yeah, you're supposed to not want to come back.
Exactly. I've been in that jail. Let me tell you something. There ain't nothing. It's not a hardened, nasty place.
Hey, but who was the guy on the cover of Mad Magazine? What is it, Alvin E. something like that? Remember the Mad Magazine way back when?
Yeah. Alvin E.
Yeah, Alvin E. something. So when you said Alvin E. Detention Center, I was like, oh, man, it's a Mad Magazine.
But like I said, I had a laugh when I read that article today. I was like, yeah, you got to be kidding me.
Hey, I'm going to step off for a minute. I got to make a phone call. I'll be right back.
Stay off that 900 number.
I can't afford that. I can't afford the 99 cents a minute deal.
How you feeling, Randy? I'm sorry I didn't get to you.
Feeling a bit rough right now. I go next Wednesday for scope. So,
are they allowing you to drink plenty of moonshine before you go under?
No, they told me I have to lay off that for now.
Tell them to put an IV in.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. That'd be a good idea. Yeah, they put an IV in the other day last week when I had to go to the ER.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, they had to give me fluids because I was dehydrating because I was throwing up some vomiting so much.
Right. Yeah, they got to keep you hydrated.
Yeah.
That's why you tell the nurse next time she comes, tell the nurse that you want to order 2 IVs, one for each arm. You want a keg of beer on one side and moonshine on the other.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
Don't they make those hats?
Do what?
I've seen those hats where they put, like, 2 things, one on each side of your head, and they got, like, tubes coming down. kind of like an IV, but I think it's more alcohol.
They're called beer bongs.
But it's a hat though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bottle of tequila on
one side and a bottle of beer on the other.
Yeah, and if you had one of those, you wouldn't have to go to the hospital to get those IV bags, right?
Hey, Bobby, did you hear the latest on Alex Baldwin?
Oh, I heard that they're going to charge him.
Yeah, evidently him and two others were found guilty of manslaughter is what they were saying.
Well, I heard it was involuntary. Wasn't it involuntary manslaughter? Him and the weapon safety officer on the set or something like that.
Yeah, and the assistant director.
Oh, wow.
Three of them all together. They said all three of them were responsible for checking the safety of it. So all three of them are charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter, and they could be sentenced up to 5 years in prison and so many years, so much time of probation.
So, well, and you know what? It makes sense because, you know, I know movies and acting is all pretend and stuff. No one's supposed to get hurt. But isn't that how, like, Bruce Lee got killed? And Bruce Lee's son, too, right?
Yep.
I think that's what I remember.
Yeah, he got shot with a supposed blank. But they found out that it was a real, it was during the second making of The Crow.
Oh, yeah, okay. Wow. So, yeah, I think there should be some accountability there. That woman didn't need to lose her life. Not over some bullshit.
And that's where it pisses me off, because I don't care if you're God and you hand me a gun, I'm going to check to make sure it's not loaded.
Yeah, at least a practice shot on the ground or something, right?
Right. And it was just like I was saying when you broke out of here earlier, the six-year-old that shot his teacher. There's a lot of controversy with the parents. Oh, well, you know, they shouldn't go after the mother. Yeah, they should. It was registered in her name.
Yep, that's right.
I'm a big time Second Amendment, but safety, you ask any one of my five kids and they'll tell you. Since they were old enough to walk, I did nothing but show them safety.
Yep,
and taught them that they're not play toys.
I was listening to a radio host today, and he was talking about his parents. First time they took him to a gun range to get a safety course for firearms. And he said that very first time, he did not even get to touch a weapon because they did the safety training. You go home and learn it. You come back and you take the test. And then maybe we'll consider letting you touch that firearm. He said, but that safety was instilled in his brain from day one because of that.
Sure.
Because he was disappointed that the very first time he went, he thought he was going to go shoot guns, you know. But no, it wasn't nothing about shooting. It was all about safety. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's sad because a lot of these outsiders that sign up and they get their instructor licenses and they teach classes too fast and just hand over concealed weapons permits.
Hell, if you know the right person, you don't even have to take the class. You can just pay them off.
Right. And I don't like that.
No, me neither. Well, like some medical degrees, too. You can get your ACLS certification without even stepping foot in the classroom. All you got to do is pay the right amount of money, person. And then you got people running around doing codes on people, not knowing what the hell they're doing. And people die.
Right. Right. And it's just sad that this country's come to this. Because you do that, I went through my training down here for both, not just my South Carolina, but I also got the Utah permit. And I looked in, before I even went for it, I looked into a lot of their classes. And I was taught by two couples. They were man and wife. And they were all four of them are retired, not border agents,
customs.
What's the other ones?
Well, there's Border Patrol, Customs and Protection, and CBP. What else?
It's on the tip of my tongue, man. Help me out. U.S. Marshals. U.S. Marshals. They were both, all four of them were partners all through their years of service. And, you know, you take my military training and you go to these classes, and they were perfect on everything. But then you got the fly-by-nights, like I said, that get certified, and all they want is that per head task we're going to get off you.
Well, money makes a dog dance. Huh?
I mean, you know, your sister never touched the gun until she got with me.
I'm thankful for that.
Well, let me tell you something. Well, I'll tell you the story before I taught her safety. We were up her mom and stepdad's property in Pennsylvania. Her stepdad and I are out there shooting clay pigeons. Stephanie comes out and grabs my shotgun, pointed it straight at Bill's ass, and if I hadn't reached up and pushed the barrel away, he'd have gotten a whole bird shot in his ass.
That wouldn't have been a good day.
Not for her, no. But from that day forward, I taught her the way that I taught my kids, and let me tell you something. She's a crack shot, and she's more safety conscious than just about anybody out there right now. Now, Lorna, on the other hand, I worry about because she likes to wash her bullets in the washing and dryer machines.
Uh-huh.
I'd be scared of her if Barna had a gun in her hand.
Yeah.
Well, when I learned when I was a little kid, you're not supposed to put them in the ground and try to hammer them either.
But that's, you know, that's what's wrong with today. Like I said, going back to the six-year-old that carried his mother's registered weapon to a middle school, and they even searched his freaking backpack in the morning of and never found the gun, and he turns around and shoots his teacher twice. And now all these people are going, oh, well, they shouldn't go charging the mom. Yeah, they should. It's registered in her name, which means she let that child have access to that weapon. Because we had a councilwoman down here a couple years ago out shopping in Costco with her granddaughter that was like 2 and a half. Granddaughter reaches into grandmom's purse, pulls out a gun and shoots her grandma in the store. Yeah. That's what's wrong. You got to teach them early. It's not a play toy. It's not. You don't point it at anybody. You always assume it's loaded. Don't ever assume it's not loaded because somebody hands it to you and says it's okay because it's not loaded. And that's what falls back to the Alec Baldwin situation.
Hey, getting a look at the air conditioning.
They're going by what the armorer said.
Getting a look at the air conditioning.
The armorer handed him the gun and said it's a cold one, which means it's not loaded. And he pulls the hammer back or pulls the trigger. Whatever he did, that weapon went off and killed that woman. Again, safety. You should have looked at it yourself before you even put your hands anywhere near the hammer or the trigger. And you don't wash your bullets in a washer and dryer. Right, Lorna?
What? I was reading.
The major corruptor?
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby, next thing you know, she'll be trying to bake them in the oven.
Bake what now?
Or wind up burning them on the stove trying to cook a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
But you know, that's the whole goal too, and it always has been of the Democratic Party is law-abiding citizens being punished and getting their weapons taken away just because they don't approve of anybody having any weapons.
Well, let's just become criminals, then it'll be okay.
Yeah. Exactly. Just like the saying goes, you know, they knock on your door. Oh, yeah, I used to have them guns, but I had an awful boating accident the other day. They all sunk with the boat. just makes you wonder, you know, what the hell kind of thoughts go through these idiots' minds? Oh, I wake up this morning. Oh, let's go after the Second Amendment. Just because I'm pissed off. And then you got the rhinos that probably own more guns than God allows in their basement. Oh, yeah, yeah, we got to take weapons away from everybody.
Oh, this I don't get. Wisconsin Supreme Court to rule on court-ordered ivermectin for COVID-19. I thought they were against ivermectin.
They are. That's because it works.
Yeah.
You see where they're trying to push that fake-ass meat again?
Yep.
With all the bugs and God knows what else is in it.
All right.
So we all should show up and say, okay, I'll eat it if you eat it.
Right.
Now, you know, now they're saying, too, I caught another article on that that news app where you're at right now.
What's that?
What's the name of that? That's news, right? The that you read
news
through?
Break?
Yeah, Newsbreak. I read that there's now they're coming out saying that don't eat any fish out of your freshwater ponds.
Oh, well, I didn't see the first. I seen don't eat fish because it, eating one fish is equal to whatever toxins. I don't remember what it was now.
Yeah, see, they're saying it's toxic to your body now. Why
yeah.
is that? You know why? Because people are getting away from buying your meats in the store because you're putting fucking bugs in them.
Yep.
And it's the same thing with the COVID. Oh, don't go shooting deer because, you know, animals are passing COVID around. No, they're not. They're telling you that so that you don't go and kill them because it's the most natural meat that doesn't have all your hormones all pumped up in it.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, there was a lizard in there.
A lizard?
Yeah, and it might have been cutting. It might have been causing the short. So I got it's out. But let's see. Yeah.
Did you eat it? Did you eat it, Phil?
Yes,
it was okay.
No, I didn't eat the lizard. Oh, you guys can hear me. I'm sorry. I'm checking my neighbor's air conditioning. I'm sorry.
Dang.
Yeah.
Who's that, who's that lizard?
There was a gecko in his air conditioning where the contactor engages the compressor.
He committed suicide.
Yeah, it did. It was all pride.
He was Clinton-sided. He must have known the Clintons.
He knew too much.
Well, look, I'm going to let you go so I don't get electrocuted out here, guys. But I'll talk to you guys probably next Wednesday during the medical briefing.
All right, brother.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you too,
man. Bye. Yeah, this 10-year-old killed his mom, and he's getting charged as an adult.
He should.
Oh, I know. It was over a VR headset.
Well, I say that's like the grown man that beat his mom, that was 75 or something. Beat her in the head because of her turning off the Xbox.
Wow.
Where's Ralph, Lorna? Stephanie's asking.
He's on
for
the
Ralph.
Bed napping. Ralph's taking a nap.
I've got four dogs and two cats that are curled up by me taking naps.
Aw.
I'm sitting up or else I'm going to fall asleep.
You fall asleep standing up.
Yeah, no.
I'm sitting here drinking a bottle of Pepto.
Laced with moonshine?
Well, if I was able to, yeah, but I'm afraid if I tried to do that right now, I'd come back to bite me in the ass. I've already for the past month I've been vomiting blood off and on.
Well, hopefully you can figure out what the hell is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Hope so. I've got a hernia in my esophagus, and where I think the bleeding is right there. It's either that hernia or I've got an ulcer right next to it, because, I mean, it's like right in that area that hurts.
Oh, okay.
I had a real bad spell with it last Tuesday night. You know, last week I woke up in the middle of the night, started vomiting blood, wound up going to the doctor about 10:30 Wednesday morning. Got in there and they took me back and checked my blood pressure and weighed me in. Then I looked at the nurse. I said, "Got a bathroom close by?" She said, "Yeah, right here in the hallway." She said, "Are you needing to go right away?" I said, "Yeah." I shot out of there. I went over there and started vomiting. Vomiting blood again. I come back out. Amanda, or not Amanda, but Amber, which is another, shoot, I'm trying to think what she is. not doctor, but, you know, close. Nurse practitioner. My doctor wasn't there, but Amber was there, so I had to see Amber. She's like, was there blood in that? And I said, yeah. She said, yeah, I'm not the ER. She said, I'll call ahead and let them know you're headed that way. As soon as I walked in, they took me straight back. And seen the surgeon yesterday, and I go next Wednesday for a scope. So.
Yeah, they should be able to find out where it's coming from.
Yeah. Yeah, this surgeon's booked up, they said, up till March. His CA told me, she said, you can't wait that long. She said, we got to get you in right away. She said, we'll get you in next Wednesday and see what's going on.
Yeah, because they called me in Weathers. We're doing the procedure.
Oh, Lord. Well, at least Lorna's not. Don't have Lorna there.
She's going to be your nurse ratchet.
I don't know about Weathers. I mean, he loves to have him a case of White Claw with him.
Yep.
Afraid of that one. Now, you, I might consider trusting, but I mean, you know, Weathers was his White Claw, and then Lorna, I'd be afraid of them too.
It's like my daughter was complaining about a toothache the other night, and I told her, I said, come here, lay on the couch, I'll pull it out for you. No, you're not touching my mouth, you're not certified. I said, give me 10 seconds. I said, I'll get certified online.
But.
All right, people, I guess we can shut it down. Unless anybody's got anything else to talk about.
No.
All right, well, then, I appreciate you both being with me. As usual, have a great night. God bless America. God bless our children, first responders, the missing, our military, our veterans. And God bless the defenders, Devin. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.